Greetings and blessings.
Love,
greetings
hope,
and blessings.
Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings. I almost forgot about that little intro that Blog Talk likes to put forth before the speaker comes on. It is such, once again, it is such a blessing to be back on the show. Actually, I'll be doing Blog Talk and other things. But you are speaking to the host of the House of Sankofa Infinity. Yes, indeed. We are back, and we are glad we are back. I tell you, when you go into the deep of the deep, you don't know what you might come back with. But just know that it is all good. It is all good. So, you know, we here at the House of Sankofa Infinity, we're always talking about going within, going within, going within. And we never really talk about, well, I want to say we do talk about, we do express how you do that and how you make that happen. We do express that. And why should we do it? Why is it so important that we should do? You know, why is it so important that we should take out the time to go within when we have unlimited information at our fingertips, okay? We have unlimited information. Not only that, we can walk to the library. We can even go to a neighbor or a friend and ask questions. And, you know, what's interesting is that we ask questions from others in regards to what's going on in our lives. This is why it's so important that you go within, because only you and you know what's going on in your life. No one else knows about your experience. They can hear your experience. They can empathize. They can sympathize, however you want to put it. But they do not know the experience in which you might be going through, because you have to take and walk on your own path. We're all on our own path. We're all taking our path as individuals. No one can do that for you. Just like I've stated before, like, no one can save you. You are your savior. You are the savior in what you see. There's nothing outside of you that can save you from the woes of this world but you. There's nothing outside of you that can deliver you from the conflict of your surroundings. But you have that power to do that. So I titled the show, get it here, this thing right here is blocking me. I titled the show Living spirit, having the human experience. That's what we are. We are living spirits. Okay, we are living sparks of light. We are living balls of energy, condensed down into what we consider flesh. Flesh is nothing more than an extension of spirit. But the spiritual aspect of who we are is the most dominant aspect of who we are. We have not always been taught this, and we are not taught this. They don't teach us this in Bible study, church. They don't even teach us this in college anymore. Well, once again, it depends on what college you go to, because I'm pretty sure if you choose to go to a college who studies metaphysics and esoteric and universal knowledge, you will come across this information. They will basically give you the lay of the land when it comes to living as a spirit, having this human experience. Now, the human experience consists of us using all of our senses, if we did not have our senses, we wouldn't be able to really experience the world around us. We would not be able to experience that. Not only that, you have the body that carries or that is composed of many systems that also is an extension of spirit. But at the same time, it's also allowing us to have this human experience based on the functioning of it. So everything is working interdependently. Spirit and the fleshly man, they all work together, like matter and energy, all work together. There is no duality when it comes to living a spiritual life. And as you begin to cultivate spiritual life more and more on a day-to-day basis, you are coming to the realization that there's only one. There's only one spirit, one life, one mind. And that is where you move from. You move from the whole to the part. You never move from the part to the whole. You always move from the whole to the part, because the whole of all that is and all that will ever be is where we come from. That's source energy. That is source energy. So we want to get into a position where we have a relationship with source. We have a relationship with the living spirit that dwelleth within us. We want to get to that posture in our lives where we can walk and live our lives as divine beings. And as we continue to live our lives as divine beings, then we have no issue when it comes to manifesting, bringing forth, calling things forth, repelling things. We have no issue because we don't live as the world lives. How does the world live? The world lives as it is having a human experience. It lives based on competition, monopolizing, arguing, bickering, jealousy, envy, all of these things. And I'll have to say this, all of those things, they do have place. Because that is the ego's playground. That is the ego's playground in the lower consciousness of who we are when it comes to the human experience. But the source of all that is and all that will ever be, has given us, has shared with us its power, so that we can become elevated and expanded in our consciousness and come into our own godhood. Okay? Coming to our own godhood. I remember I was on my way to class one morning. And I had really did my research as far as my ancestors, the root in which I come from. Now, trust me, the root of what I think, okay? What I think, what I perceive, sometimes what you perceive is not what needs to be perceived, but at the same time, it has its place. But nevertheless, let me get back to this. I researched my ancestors, who I was as one of color, how I should conduct myself, how do I need to be thinking, okay? I did all of that. And then I came to a point in my life on my way to class, and I asked myself, my higher self, well, who am I as the likeness and the image of all that is? Who am I as the likeness and the image of all that is? Who am I? Who was I before I became flesh? Who was I before I had a heart, fingernails, hair, okay, eyeballs, limbs, senses? Who was I as a spiritual being, without the human experience? Who was I? So as I begin to ask those questions, then things begin to unfold, because every question, it has a way of creating a portal so that certain answers can come in and that your life can begin to unfold based on the question that you have asked. So that was my turning point. When I rise above the race suggestions of this world and the complex of these race suggestions, when I rise above that and I begin to ask questions from the whole, then the whole begins to communicate with me, the whole universe, things around me. I can't even walk outside without the universe talking to me, telling me what's going on. You need to do this, this is it. Led by the Spirit. I was led, and I'm still being led by the Spirit. So you have to rise above the conflict of unserving situations and circumstances that you find yourself in. And sometimes it is not easy, because you have to leave people behind. You have to leave certain ways that you used to think behind. You have to begin to sever and cut those cords that has caused so much damage in your life, or just not serving you anymore. Because I have to say, everything has its place in your life. Everything, every circumstance, every situation, every consequence that has been paid, it has its place in your life. So this is why you can turn back and bless your past. Bless it. Bless it so that you can come into the fullness and the wholeness of your present. And then coming into that fullness and wholeness of your present, then you can begin to move forward. Move forward and upward. Okay, thinking about things of the spiritual realm, talking about things of the spiritual realm. Am I saying that you won't have knee-jerking experiences? No, I am not. You will have knee-jerking experiences, and sometimes it'll be intense. It would be so intense that it blows your mind, like, wait a minute, I shouldn't have gone through this. But it was something that needed to come to the top to be cleared away from the whole foundation, from the pure foundation of who you are. We're always talking about creating a foundation, creating a steady foundation. The foundation is already there. The problem is what we have been building on top of that foundation. Because, see, at the end of the day, the foundation is so pure and divine, it cannot hold anything that is contrary to its divinity. It cannot hold it. It cannot hold it. Just like that, I think there was a scripture saying, you can't pour new wine into an old wine bottle or something to that effect, because it would burst. The same thing. You cannot build old circumstances, situations, the way you feel about certain things, on a solid and natural, steady, cosmic foundation. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. You will be embarrassed. You will be embarrassed, and you'll find yourself in some ugly situations. So I tell you, be mindful of what you build it, and make sure that it's in alignment with the greater good of who you are. Who is the greater good of who you are? The good of that which is righteous. The good of that which is right, correct, and exact. Come in alignment with source. Come in alignment with source. And how do you do that? You go within. You go within and you begin to create and establish a solid and firm relationship with the higher aspects and the non-physical aspects of yourself, because at the end of the day, that is the ultimate, ultimate relationship of your life, is your relationship that you have with yourself. That's it. So I'm so grateful that I was able to come on. I had some difficulties here, but hey, even those difficulties have their place. And it actually turned me into another direction to where I have to use things in a different way, because I can't. You can't use things the way you used to use them. You use them in the new. So I had to do a new thing because that old thing was no longer working for me. So I would hope that this message has hit the airwaves. And I, once again, I'm so grateful that Blog Talk has allowed me to come on and present and speak this word this morning. I will see you next Saturday, same time, same place, 10 o'clock a.m., doing my thing. Be blessed, and we all love you here at the House of Sankofa.